Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the world you are calling in from. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and this morning we have with us Hattie Jane. And Hattie Jane, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name.
It's Derricotte.
Derricotte. Okay, just like it sounds. And what nationality is that, Hattie Jane?
My father said that Champlain picked up a couple of Portuguese in France when he went into the Anglo-Saxon.
Okay.
We traced it back to England.
Well, you know, there's as long as I've been doing this wonderful Saturday morning broadcast, there's a few people that I truly have been looking forward to sharing their story with the rest of the listening world, and Hattie Jane is no exception whatsoever, because by tuning in to the Zoom presentations, which happen, there's like two or three of those a day, except on Sunday, something that our wonderful Royal Diamond leader Ben Woodward put together a few months ago, and one of the ones I jumped on, I don't even remember whose it was, but Hattie Jane, you were on it. It must have been, I think it was either Linda Morse or Barbara Battucci, and you started sharing your story, and I thought, oh my goodness, that is powerful. You know, they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, your picture and your story, your words, were worth like 1,000,000 words in my mind, because of what the Nikan products or the Nikan solutions can do for us. For those of us who make the decision. And I know for you, it goes back quite a ways. You became legal drinking age in Nikan, 21 years now. You've been with the company. But it all started with the insoles. Take us back to what happened with the insoles and what made you jump on board.
Thank you, Vance. It goes well. I'm overwhelmed to hear myself called excited. Yes, 21 years ago, I was studying massage therapist because as an RN, my health was having weird turns, and I didn't see a place in nursing for me long term down the road. So I was looking for something I could do and be independent and take care of myself financially. So when I had an invitation to a presentation, I went, I saw, I thought, this could be something big. I don't think the American public's ready for it, but the Japanese, if anybody, can do it. And so I got into a team, the benefit for patients, in managing discomfort while they're waiting for the bloody prescription or the pills or the doctors or whatever, because we were in agony then, and it was only going to increase. It was going to take some time to get things through. I wore a pair of insoles home, and I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning delivering newspapers, one of my side jobs. And suddenly I was alert. I was driving down about an hour and a half later, and good way in. I was suddenly alert and comfortable, and this shouldn't be. I should be cool and be grabby. And that got my real attention, so the next week I went to the next presentation and took my mortgage money and purchased my first bunch of insoles.
Yeah, I want to rewind the tape there a little bit. You just said you took that month's mortgage money and bought a bunch of insoles just on the account or just the experience that you had had with them. And if I'm doing the math correctly here, you were born the same year, all the information, I'm looking through all this intel that you sent me, you were born the same year that my folks were born, back in 1942. And
that's right, I'm 64.
So that would have put you in your mid-50s when you introduced the Nikan. And just a pair of insoles had that much of a tremendous result that you took mortgage money and invested a bunch more insoles. What was kind of the end goal, or did you have a goal or kind of a tractor run on
it. Yes, I did. I saw it as an opportunity to, that it was a business opportunity that I could participate in, because I really believe it would help other people with ongoing problems that I've been helping them with, like trying to attain in their health. That they could do. I didn't have to be there because I could only be a certain amount of time with each person. And this, they could carry forth and help themselves and grow from that. I didn't understand enough of anything to recognize how large it was or how large the venture was, except to know that it was real.
Okay, that was it, huh? It was real. You know, and
it was real.
Coming from
the... It wasn't hocus pocus. Nobody was talking me into anything. My body told me it was real. Things changed.
Well,
and
I have to think that the reality of being trained in Western medicine as one in that field, you can quickly see the reaction of something that's real and something that's, you know, placebo. And I loved how you said earlier that you weren't sure, or you didn't really care so much if, you know, America was ready for yet another Japanese giant, and, you know, looking at Toyota and Sony and Mitsubishi and all these other massive companies that came here to the States. But you had, you were pushing the kind of the envelope of that small percentage that saw, as you said, this is real, that you saw the business opportunity right up front. But right behind that, I guess really, kind of something that I saw back in 1992, is that, hey, we could help some people with these products.
So that was it. First of all, I needed something if I got sicker. I didn't even know what was happening. Still don't, totally. And I don't want to. If I got more problems, there would be something that I could do despite the fact I was having more hand stress. And this was the Japanese that... Toyota taken over Detroit virtually, and RCA doesn't seem to be around much anymore. So I knew that the capacity for the business movement, or whatever it was, it would be a good thing. And the only thing holding it back would be the American public.
Okay.
And from that, afterwards, we had our little menus in those days. And our back flash was the steel pad with the magnets on the other side of it. And you go through it. And with those on it, also, little by little, I started to experience my health in such a way that I could make different choices. And I had different choices. One of the aha's was, at the time, I purchased a seat cushion and a pillow, because it was in the budget care service. And my room, I had chosen to live in the attic upstairs, and I did one, lots of air. And I usually would go to sleep with a wedge underneath my shoulders, and that, so my head was elevated, because I breathed better then. All my life, I had been affected by different allergies. And a lot of them were upper respiratory and exhibiting. Leave my head off, wash the tissue, take the antihistamines or whatever, and be groggy and look like I'm half drunk. Have to walk to a dog. Sorry about that, Chuck.
we it's great because we're not hearing any of the background noise. Because you had a gardening event today?
Yes, there's a how to take care of your lawn.
Oh. So we're multitasking.
So,
Hattie,
I came out and said I'm cursed.
Hattie Jane, I wanna ask you, you've mentioned a couple of things, you know, first your reaction and your experience with the insoles, and then, you know, different things that develop in our bodies for some of us. You know, what really attracted me to you, again, going back to that first Zoom presentation that I'm watching, and I was just totally blown away, was prior to the Vital Balance, there was a lot more of you to love, okay, size-wise, and I think I can say it that way.
I've gotten up to 286.
without offending you too much. And you showed a before and after photo. What led to the digression or to the simulation of you becoming a little bigger than you should have been, and then, you know, the turnaround point? What happened?
Mother, in her later years, I was the primary caretaker as she went through her journey with Alzheimer's. And my drug of choice for feel good was gallons of ice cream and other sugar heavy things.
Okay.
And fast food was, I still don't care. So fast food was our answer for meals. So, and an activity, because we were pretty well incarcerated in the house together. So all in all, it just kind of added up and added up and added up. And I went in, I did lose some weight previously, and I gained it right back after I started to stop the hard work. And so when Vital Balance came out, I had seen myself look at all our magnetic and far infrared products very happily, very effectively. But things weren't changing weight and structure-wise, and there was still something that wasn't working consistently well in my body. A little here, a little there. Kind of weird, but not as healthy as I need to be, or want to be, could be, all of that. So I turned to nutritionist, and I heard Drummer speak of the dopamine link that creates using the Vital Balance as just access to our nervous system and our intelligence. And I went, because in the world goes at different times, I had noticed that I do better when that particular system is kicked off. So, and I also was having increasing memory problems, and so the mother, living with mother those last years, really nervous about Alzheimer's. So memory and the mental capacity is very important. I went on Vital Balance not to lose weight per se, but to improve my mental capacity to be independent.
And I want to pause right there for a second, because you're addressing something that was the original intention, and I think I bring this up every time I talk to somebody about the Vital Balance, is that this formula was originally designed, the architects behind it. The intention was we're going to create here a formulation to aid the brain to help combat the statistics of dementia, Alzheimer's, memory loss. I mean, all of the above combined, and that's exactly
none of that I knew.
Okay, and again, as we age, and I'm talking that I haven't crossed over yet to the big magical half century mark. I'm getting closer. But having just celebrated my 48th birthday, we get to that point, especially if we're around other, especially younger people whose minds are sharper or they're faster or they're drinking energy drinks or, you know, hitting Starbucks all the time. But, you know, we just all of a sudden that contemplative thought, it takes a little bit to grab those, you know, different images and thoughts and the words. And yet here is a product that was designed for that, and the byproduct, your life, the size you are now, is literally the byproduct, or kind of like the extra icing on the cake, so to speak, that comes out.
Which is what everybody congratulates me on, because nobody else sees me sign into the Zoom calls without having to have it written down somewhere, and I'm looking at it.
Yeah, well, and it's not so.
When I started it, I couldn't open my laptop because I couldn't remember the password.
Well, and you know, to me, Hattie Jane, it's not even so much your size, or as far as your weight or your dress size that you dropped, your physical appearance. That was, and I know that a lot of the weight loss companies and the diet, you know, formulas that are out there, they'll pick the awfulest attire for a person to wear that just makes them look, you know, sorry for the term, but just butt ugly. But that wasn't the case with you at all. You're just wearing normal clothes, but to see the extreme contrast for what you were to what you are today, to me, was so staggering. Yeah, well, and we see that time and time again. Those of us who are really pushing the envelope on not only Meekin's products in our home, but the five pillars of health, trying to live a life of balance, we see that overflowing into our mental capabilities and in our relationships and society and finances and all these other factors. But for the record, so people have an idea because they can't see you right now, what dress size and weight wise, what was the extreme to?
Well,
to what, you know?
My extreme was 286.
286?
286.
Okay, and how tall are you for the record?
Well, I was 5'5", I'm now 5'4¾".
Okay. You're like me, I'm five and three quarters too. I mean, but you know. But so I my driver's license says 5'6". I kind of fudged the extra quarter of an inch. But you just said 286 at 5'5". So
I'm now down to one below 196.
Okay. Oh my God. So almost
not terribly much, but below it.
Okay. So almost 100 pounds that you have given up. And what was your dress size then, and what are you now?
Well, 3X comes to mind. I don't think I ever ordered 4X, which in your eyes would probably wrap around you 5 times.
Okay. Okay.
I've seen you.
I'm not that
and
small.
And now, one of the fun things I have is that I haven't gone out and bought new clothes per se. I've gone into my closet and gotten the clothes that I couldn't wear, but I wouldn't throw out because of the fabric, etc. And I've taken those in with taking it.
Okay.
So that I'm wearing them. I'm able to wear them now, but I've got all these safety pins around my waist and giving myself a little gusset over the neck. And maybe up the center seam a little bit in the trousers to kind of bring it up to the crotch, you know, and sit very carefully. And I'm just enjoying doing that. I'm not worrying about me getting me tailored. I'm not worried about getting new clothes. I'm enjoying what I have and had, and that it's sitting different. And I'm really enjoying that.
Well, and
I also focus, as the process is going down, I also focus not on weight number or size. I focus on, oh, look, I can see my elbow. I didn't realize it was missing. Oh, look, it's an elbow. Oh, look at that. One time, and Dad's like, oh, look, I can feel my hip bones, and look, there's some space between it and my ribs. My fist goes in a little bit. There's actually space when I lay on my thighs. It's not going straight down anymore.
Yeah.
So little things like that to become my awareness of what I saw was happening in my body as opposed to what I look like.
You know, and you're really stressing something that I think is so often overlooked in this, you know, battle of the bulge. Our culture calls it a lot of different things, but it's really not so much about what the numbers on the scale. That's just kind of a scorecard. The real report card, the real results are how we feel, and you're the epitome of that. That hey, look at this. I'm feeling great. Energy level, mental capacity, but the fact that, oh my goodness, I mean, this was you're exactly what you're describing is where I was a few years ago when I discovered, oh my goodness, there's bones underneath those cheeks, you know, carrying an extra, you know, 30 pounds more than I am now. I did the kind of the, yeah, I mean, I've kind of pulled the Roger Drummer and dropped almost right down. I was just 2 pounds above what I weighed in high school, and I thought, you know, this is a little bit much, but then put it back. But I'm working with a young lady now, and our challenge, she's 5 foot even, so ideally, and she's of Asian descent, so she should weigh right about 100 pounds. And she admitted to me that she weighs 132, and I said, well, you know, it's up to you. So we struck a deal, and I said, hey, I got to do some things. I'm a bit more than I want to. So for every pound that I drop, how about you drop two? And she looked at me and said, boy, that's going to be hard. I said, well, hard things are always worth it in the end. And so we started a little program, but most of it revolves around vital balance at least once a day. And with her schedule and school load, it's going to be tricky. But she said, I think I can do this. But I think, Addie Jane, you're really stressing, and it's so much more than just the vital balance, but it's the whole package of what Nikan
has to
offer.
Well, the J3 enzyme and the 10-4.
Okay,
and liver, I can't take as regularly because my gallbladder doesn't jump it enough.
Okay.
But which I found out.
But why the jade greenzymes and the 10-4? Why do you stress those?
Because I felt better when I took them.
Okay.
I can tell you why. I just know I felt better when I took them. Now, the 10-4 was just it, that if somebody gets that I might reach for something sweet, I take the 10-4, and that could bring me up, and I could get up and get going and do things without being buzzed. And I could still freeze. Of course, if I took it too late, I might have a little bit of a problem there. But anyway.
On that note, to be respectful of your schedule today, because I know you're multitasking there, I want to kind of just put a comma, and we'll have you come back and share some more updates in the future. But I think we got the gist of it.
Yeah, there's one other factor that happened when me and I first started Nikan. That is real. And that was it gave me hope. At the time I started Nikan, shutting up, that was in my 50s. I'd lived with my allergies, I'd lived with life as like a candy and whatever was going on. So I made trouble there. And when I experienced the Nikan goddess, then I could start to hope and know that hope is real, that I can make changes that would enhance my health. And it wasn't pharmaceutical. So it was individual, and I could know that what I was experiencing was real because I could take it off, and problems would come back, and I could put it back on, and problems would go away. And sometimes I put on something just because it kind of thought something might be going on, and find new levels of health that I didn't even know could be assessed or addressed. Like being very moody and quick to anger and jump and jumpy and get all the, one that always got out of bed in the wrong side type of problem. And it went away. I paid so much in therapy.
Nikan
gave me hope, and for the 21 years, it's not disappointing.
And Hattie Jane, I love that word, hope, because looking at the acronym, when we experience hope ourselves, H-O-P-E, helping other people excel, and that's truly what, because again, you inspired me so much when I saw your before and after pictures, and again, it wasn't the weight or the size. It just, you could see the energy coming through in the life that should be in every person like yourself that's in their 70s or even 80s. And we
How
got
about 25 and 30?
Exactly. I mean, I've got
more fun in their life.
Oh, I know. We see this time and time again in that we really do have that opportunity.
And then our kids that are in school and white guys getting them and having focusing problems and everything and thinking they have to be on a chemical in order to straighten out and not understanding how that works and what they work and so we can't take the effective responsibility for what they need to do because they can't understand it. It goes in and brings so much and it doesn't have the on-off that we can do with our products.
Yeah. Well, and the beautiful thing about that is through the Nikan products, through the Nikan solutions, and striving to live a life of balance through the five pillars, we can turn those switches on in so many different
areas. I'm sitting on the curbside outside of an Everly Neaton lecture I'm going to go back to. Lucky, I'm doing
it
again.
Oh, my goodness.
I have this much fun. I dwell there. Maybe other places, but I'm glad I found this one.
Well, Hattie Jane, thank you for giving us 20-some minutes of your time. Our guest, if you got on the call late, has been Hattie Jane Derricotte. And if you want to go back and listen to some of the things, or share, if you have a nursing friend or if you have somebody who's a proud member of AARP and they're not enjoying the life that you know they should, here's a great story to
not
pass on.
Being
exactly. So all the recordings are at SaturdayAMLive.com. You can see the blog spot, and then Steve always is so generous to make sure that the link to the recording is right near the top. And don't be surprised if you see a picture of Hattie Jane, because Steve's really good about pulling those stuff off the Internet. But Hattie Jane, again...
My most recent one is up on Facebook, and my family is surprised.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you get back to the gardening lecture and how to take care of your lawn properly. And
thank you for
blessing us today. I really, really appreciate this.
Oh, it's so much fun talking and sharing this, because it makes me cry,
Bill. Yeah, I knew that was coming. I didn't think we could get through a conversation without you having our eyes be a little sweaty. So I'll bid you farewell, and have a great rest of the weekend, Hattie Jane. Thanks again so much.
Thank you. I'm going to buzz off.
Bye. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.